Are we ready? Okay, very good. Good morning, everyone. We need to finish on time today because San Jose needs to finish at least on time. I understand, right? So remind me about 10:50, we need to stop for today. Is that enough time, San Jose people? Hello, San Jose, can you hear me? They need to do some work in the windows on around it, and it needs to be done by 11, right? So would 10 minutes be enough?
So 10 minutes is plenty.
Okay, very good. You know, everyone probably heard of the news that our president is tested positive and is in a hospital getting special drugs right away. Okay, which is not a good sign. He's obese. And they need to use experimental drugs on him, meaning they're very concerned. Okay, again, this virus is very weak, but if you have pre-existing conditions, it could kill you. Okay, especially obese people are in danger if they get infected. All right, but for us, this is why this is a reminder for all of us to remember that why we are asked to, we're told to practice meditation for an hour every day. Because as the Chinese say it, you practice meditation for an hour every day just because it's just as important as eating, as sleeping, as drinking. Because when you practice the way we teach you, you're heating up your body, and which makes it very inhospitable to the COVID-19, okay? Depending on your skill level, I practice more than 1 hour a day because of my work. But when I meditate, my body is so hot that there's no way for the COVID-19 to thrive or survive in my body. That's why, personally, I'm not even worried about the virus at all. Okay. For you, it's slightly different. For you, you would probably need longer to kill the virus. But at least it cannot proliferate. It's very hard for them to proliferate in your body if you meditate an hour for an hour every day, okay? And of course, I'm very territorial. I do not mess with what they do, but if they come in and mess with what I do, I get very upset and I will kill them. That simple, okay? So you have nothing to worry about. We've been dealing with them since last December, so it's not a casual thing for us at all. It's a matter of life and death for us as well, and our people. All right, one thing that I see that people keep on making mistakes is about do not bow to me when I meditate. Okay, this shows how ignorant you are. Don't bow to me, okay? Don't bow to a person who meditates, because when you do that, you know what happens? You basically are taking a hammer and hit me. So I'm meditating, and someone takes a hammer and hits me. He said, what? I said, what? Okay? Don't be stupid. No. I taught people, but they don't seem to feel that it's their responsibility to stop others and teach others from making the same mistake. Don't bow to people. Don't bow to the monks and nuns when they're meditating, because you're attacking them. That's one form of attack. Okay? You're not like me. When I bow to the other monks, I'm not attacking them. But when you bow to me, you're attacking me, because I know how to bow without attacking people. So stop it. Okay? You're creating offenses. When you see other monks, Theravada monks or whatever monks who are meditating, don't bow to them. Just your mind respect is good enough. You can go like this. It's good enough. But don't go like this even. Okay? Yes. If they don't understand, they tell, oh, you're supposed to be respectful, only because they don't understand, okay? But in our temple, in our way places, don't make the same mistakes, okay? And teach them. Because you make mistakes, and then they're going to imitate you. And you, I have to teach you how to bow without attacking people. All right. Today, it seems like we have a lot of questions. So I don't know if we have time to get to Heng Lai as a talk. Feel free to ask questions. This is part of the Chan training, okay? Here's what happens. We learn how to look outside. Okay? To look at how to build a bridge, to look at external things. Okay? And we are never taught how to look inside. Okay? The reason you're sick is because you don't pay attention to what's happening inside of you. So that the disease come in, the viruses come in, infect you, you don't even know. And you let them fester, you let them proliferate. When you meditate, you learn to look inside. By looking inside, you become more and more aware of your well-being. Okay? That's the first step about taking care of yourself. As it's a lot more than that, of course. Meditation will help you increase your concentration, and that's how you will improve your health and extend your life. Okay? And it's related. It's highly correlated to the fact that if you want to improve, okay, if you really need to improve, you want to improve, then you need to let go of your greed, of your anger, and your stupidity. That's a requirement. It's a requisite for you to improve. People keep on asking us, how do I improve? I want to improve. Okay? Quickest way to improve is to become less greedy, less angry, less stupid. Okay? You have so many prejudices, you have so much anger, you have so much greed that you don't pay attention to that. You only pay attention to people's anger, people's stupidity, people's greed, but not your own. Okay? And that's why you keep on dying. Your body is sicker and sicker. Because you become greedier, become more angry. That's why you're sicker. That's why you're dying quicker. You're dying sooner. But it's not talk. You don't know how to become less greedy. You don't know how to become less angry. You don't know how to become less stupid. And we need to show you. We need to remind you how. We need to point out where you're angry, where you're stupid. Because you cannot see yourself. Remember, you only train to look outside. You can't look at yourself. It's the hardest things in life is to look at yourself. The Buddha says, it's easy to conquer an army of million people, but it's much harder to look at yourself, to conquer yourself. To conquer, what he means by that, is to conquer your own stupidity, to conquer your own greed, to conquer your own self-righteousness. I teach my disciples, learn to sit straight. For 10 years now, they can't even sit straight because they don't pay attention. You see that? It shows. You can talk all you want. But you're not even aware of your own posture. What good are you for others? All right. So that's why during this Dharma talk here is the chance for you to ask questions. I would tell you this. A lot of people don't meditate, but they still improve by listening to these questions and answers. How so? Because by listening, they resolve to let go of the greed, the anger, the stupidity. That's why they improve. People listen to me for 10 years and they're not committing to letting go of their stupidity. I have to remind them every single time, you being stupid, you being an idiot. But if you meditate and you listen to Dharma talk, you can improve a lot faster. Anyway, so that's why feel free to ask questions. It's okay. It's not only your problem. But people at a certain level have the same problems, similar problems. So when you ask questions, okay, it pertains to all the people at the same level, okay? And when you do that, it gives me a chance, give us a chance to help all the people at that same level. Okay? And you're not the only one. And we are very unique of an environment where we've been doing this for 15 years now. At Lu Mountain Temple over here, and now when you look around, you cannot tell. But I can assure you, look around, the people from low level than you, and some people much higher level than you, much higher. You can't even see them. Because they went through the same process you're experiencing right now. They meditate and listen to the Dharma. It's funny because there's some people that don't meditate, so I speak Dharma for them. And they improve just like that. And then they become arrogant. They say, I don't need to meditate. It's so easy. Just get master to speak Dharma to you. Unfortunately, I can go so far. And then it reaches the point where I'm preparing I cannot speak Dharma to you, to this person anymore. I'm preparing, to speak Dharma. Okay, the next level. And then they said, and their obstructions come. They can't even see it because they don't meditate. So they stop listening. We all get what we deserve. All right, question number one. Can we blot out the names, please? Okay, to preserve people's privacy. Okay, you guys know better than that. Okay, we respect people's privacy. Okay, correctly, right now. Blot it out. And reload it. I don't care. In particular, this person here is bipolar. When you're bipolar, the bipolar ghosts are pulling your strings left and right, day and night, and you cannot tell. Okay, I'm extreme bipolar. I doubt anyone as bipolar as I am. So I dealt with the worst kinds inside of myself. Okay, they pull my strings my entire life. They're still pulling my strings. Okay, at least they try. That's why you cannot see them. You don't understand how they're doing it to you. I assure you. You know, I give an example. Okay. Someone says, "I don't feel like eating." Okay, I never cared to eat my entire life. Why are you, why are you telling me to eat, to try Neapolitan pizza, this food, that food, and so forth? I don't want to eat, okay? My interest is somewhere else, okay? And I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for an opportunity to point out that even that's makes sense to you, that you have no interest in eating, and that helps with your physique and so forth, okay? But at times, okay, quite often for this particular person, the lack of desire for food is actually a form of depression. That's how they pull your strings. You have no clues. It's a depression attack. Okay? Yeah. It's a lot more involved than you realize. It's beyond your comprehension. And you need help. Trust me. Each level of concentration, of skill level, means that you can only see so much. There's no way to make you understand more than that. Okay? Doesn't matter how smart you are. You can't see. All right. Question one. I feel I've always been blessed like a higher being, as if a high being, and that who always granted me my wishes. Hence, I don't feel like I've suffered much at all. Does it mean I'm way too stupid even to see my own suffering? I don't know. I don't know her. I mean, I don't know you that well to be honest with you. talk to my students who are not as worried about being popular as I am. What do you think? Is it this person has is suffering at all? Yes, Black.
I would think that everyone has some suffering. I mean, if you look deep enough, there's something there. That's why we're humans.
Okay. So, are you sure it's not depression? You're bipolar, you know that. Yes.
I thought I was depressed.
I've been patiently waiting for several years to tell you this is also another problem.
I guess I'm ready. I'm ready to hear it. Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Yes, White.
Yes, Master. I think that because this person have a lot of blessings, so her wishes are always granted. But she says she have wishes, so that's a form of suffering. Is that right?
Blessings will transform into getting what you want. Okay? For example, people say, I want to become rich. They succeed in becoming rich because they have blessings for riches. Okay? Some others say, I want to get a PhD. Okay? Because they have the blessings to earn a PhD. This is what worldly people don't understand. In general, the reason behind worldly success is blessings. When you have blessings, it manifests in the forms of you getting what you want, whether it's good health, long life, material success, love, whatever, okay? The common denominator is blessings. In the past, they generated enough blessings that now those blessings matured materialize as whatever they wish. All right? So, and that's why when you love your children, okay? Worldly people say, I leave my children money. And that's what my friend does. He keeps on telling me, I'm making a lot of money. It's my wish to leave my children millions of dollars so that they don't have to work. Okay? That's a form of blessings that he has to generate money and then for his children to have in order to receive the money. So far, so good. That's both blessings, to be able to receive it, right? But he's forgetting one thing. What is that? What is he forgetting? None of you are parents or what? I don't have any children. You should know better than that. Huh? You should be a lot more experienced than I am. Yes. Black.
Well, kids have to learn how to take care of themselves and strive to work harder so they become independent people and earn money.
If you give money to your son, this happened. I talked to someone like that. We talked about a case like that last week. Okay, you have money. You give it to your son. this guy here, don't know what happens, but he gambles it away or smokes it away, whatever. Okay? Meaning that he doesn't have the blessings to hang on to it. He has the blessings to receive it, but he doesn't have the blessings to hang on to it. You see? So that's why instead of worldly people, they give, they only see money as they only see whatever material things, but they don't see the story behind it. Okay, it's because they don't understand the nature of blessings, the relationship between blessings and material things. Okay, material things are simply the reflection, manifestation of the invisible blessings they have. That's what we Buddhists understand. Your health is a form of blessings, because you're sick. When you're sick, you have to pay. You have to pay for the doctors, for the medication, lost time of work, and so forth. Okay? You have blessings and you get what you wish. So you don't feel like you're suffering at all. So what's the problem? Why do you have to call yourself stupid to not even see your own suffering? If there's no problem, why do you keep on looking for problems? Okay? So you, monks and nuns, should not fall into this trap of saying, yes, you have a problem, because you cannot see, you know, any suffering. No, if you see no problem, then there's no problem. Who am I to tell you have problems? Okay? All the monks who tell you have problems, you need to donate to the temples to avoid future problems. We're not like that. You don't see any problem, there's no need to come to our temple. Okay? So I'm way too stupid to see my own suffering. You have no suffering. Now what's there to see? Okay? So my advice to this person here is that don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe just because a monk, the Buddha says you're suffering, then it must be true. You have to determine for yourself if you're suffering or not. We're just telling you things, but you have to judge. You have to decide for yourself. If you are, but what this person really means, if you ask me between us, okay? Because first of all, if someone asks me this, I say, no, you don't see you suffering, there's no suffering. You have no problems. I envy you. I'm suffering so much. You're the one who's telling me, you're the first person who tells me you don't have any suffering at all. Okay, I suffer so much every day. That's why I meditate, to alleviate my suffering, my sickness. Okay, I tell you what my suffering is. I'm sick. Huh? I'm sick right here. That's why I need to meditate to heal myself. I'm suffering. The sickness is you can't see. I'm fixing that. Yes, I'm suffering. That's why I'm doing this. You see no suffering? You have no problems. All right. Someone sent me, someone says, come to me, said, I cannot help you with that problem. It came to me, so the first thing I taught my students is that, ask them, you feel you have a problem? She says, no, I don't see any problem. I said, well, then why are you talking to me? Who am I to tell you you have a problem? I'm not God. All right, question number two. When I feel things are not working out, mentally I'm stressed. That's not suffering to you? Okay, no problem. Okay, it's okay. I suffer. Right. But I recite the Buddha's name for help, my using up my blessings. Depends on how you recite the Buddha's name. You do it real well, you're creating blessings. You don't do it well, just using up your blessings. All right? But in general, when you recite the Buddha's name, you're creating good blessings. All right? I work a lot because I want to be filial and take care of my parents. My excuse to work, I guess, it's my excuse to work. I don't desire things like vacation, but I do on shopping as a way to de-stress. Is there a question? Okay. This person here has blessings. That's why she wants to be filial. When you have blessings, you do the right things. Or when you have blessings, we remind you to do the right things, you do it immediately. You don't question it. Okay? That's how we gauge whether you have blessings or not. So that's why I told you earlier before, I said I waited to tell my student more, my disciple more, because this person doesn't have enough blessings yet to be able to absorb it. Okay? So I have to wait and wait and wait. Okay? And that's why you want to meditate, because you meditate and you recite the Buddha's name, you're generating more blessings. When I see that, when I talk to you, then I tell you a little bit more. Does it make sense to you? That's why you need both. You need to meditate, you need to listen. Okay? Yeah. And the reason you listen, you don't meditate, and you get it is because you have blessings already. That's why it works. But it can go so far. You need to continue to generate blessings. Okay? So this person is filial, so that's a very good thing. This is superior to me by far. The Asian culture is about filiality. If you have blessings, you have the minimal sense of decency at all, you need to be grateful to your parents. That's a must. I admit to you, I followed the Western education, Western culture, went to French high school in Vietnam when I was younger. There's no such a thing as filial. Okay? Yeah. So this is the superior Asian culture is filiality. Okay? That's blessings. It takes blessings to even consider the concept of filial. And if you have more blessings, you naturally are filial to your parents. And to your parents' parents. Take care of my parents. My excuse to work, I guess. I don't desire things on vacation. Okay? Nowadays, you don't want to go on vacation, okay? It's too dangerous. But to go shopping, I am for supporting the economy, okay? Please help, okay? Not only go shopping, but I make it a point to go shopping locally. That's one of the things I like when one of the Bodhisattva taught me. He says, it's okay. I pay $2-3 more for a cup of coffee, but I want to support that local shop, okay, until Starbucks moves in. Okay? So, yes, I don't always go to Walmart. okay, I go to a local liquor store. I mean, not the liquor store. Okay. So go shopping, absolutely. We need to support the economy. People are suffering. You know, I have a drive-through, and sometimes I look at those people and I say, you know what? Here's $1, please. It's a tip for you. You know how happy they are? You know? They're so happy. $1, folks. Think about it. $1 buys this person happiness for a few minutes. Isn't that nice? Huh? Would you like to spend $1 more to make people happy? I don't go shopping that much. I don't go buy coffee that much, okay? But when I do, I try to, you know, make people happy. All right? Okay. We don't always have to buy Chinese. Sometimes stop by the Korean shop right there in the corner. Spend a little bit more, you know? It's okay. Okay. So go shopping, absolutely. Okay? Especially go to restaurants. You know, they're closing, the restaurants are closing everywhere. I'm so upset about this. It's my fault. I don't go out and eat often enough. Okay? So they're closing shop. And, you know, it breaks my heart to see these people who've been around for generations close their shops. You know. Anyway, so that's by local, huh? Not local, local. All right, any questions? Okay, next. It's just question number 3. When I feel I'm mentally suffering, I recite the Buddha's name for help. Am I trying to avoid suffering? See, question number 1 says, I don't feel I'm suffering at all. And all of a sudden, now she's talking about suffering. You see that? Same person. Am I trying to avoid suffering here, hence preventing me from choosing suffering to sever suffering, hence can't overcome my own stupidity? Too complicated. Don't know how to answer this. Talk to my students. Next. You ask too complicated questions. I say, I don't know. Someone wants to help her out? You say, please come in. This is not something we can give you standardized answers. All right? So do the best you can is the can answer. Try your best. Okay? Try harder. Okay? Be more filial. Number 4. Master said, I don't know which master, to be enlightened, one must seek to endure more and more suffering. But is it because one actually sees the suffering, so we feel we are suffering more compared to people who cannot see suffering? It's taken out of context. I am advocating for happiness, like my colleagues. Okay? It's okay to seek happiness. Okay? I want to be happy too. Hallelujah. But if you see suffering and you want to do something about it, yes, we can try to resolve the suffering, okay? So the way we do it is that, you know, if you want to resolve the suffering, there is a training process. We offer the Buddhist approach that the Buddha taught, called meditation. That's the fastest way to end suffering, to resolve suffering. There's nothing quicker, let me assure you. Okay? And so in our way of training, we do the heart, do it the hardcore way, where we throw a lot of tests at you. In a form, for example, as you come in, we say, let's try to cross your legs. And most of you say, this is too much for me, I'm out of here. Okay, that's the first test. Okay, so it's a test. So the test endures, the test involves you enduring hardship and pain. Okay, a form of suffering. Okay, and that's why it's based on the Chinese wisdom. You want to end suffering, you have to endure suffering. So when you endure the leg pains, you endure the discomfort, you will end your suffering. That's proven. The last 15 years, people have been doing that. The more they endure it, the less they suffer. Okay? To the point where people ended the suffering as well. In this temple. Not me. Don't look at me. I just a big mouth. Okay? All right, next. This is a lot of questions. Yes. Orange.
Oh. Mô Phật và Thầy. Thầy nói là đi, mình đi ủng hộ những cái tiệm ăn, tiệm này, tiệm kia, tiệm mua đồ này kia. Tôi thấy cái đó còn càng khổ thêm nữa, Thầy. Này biết làm sao không? Tại vì đi thấy cái gì cũng mua mua rồi sắp cái nhà đầy hết trơn luôn. Cái mai mốt thấy thành thùng rác hả, Thầy? cái này là có kinh nghiệm qua đó, Thầy.
Yeah.
Kêu ăn bớt, nói bớt, làm bớt. Ok, là cái đó good. Okay. Thầy đi ủng hộ những cái tiệm ăn, tiệm này, tiệm kia đó. Thầy thấy mệt lắm, Thầy.
Oh.
À, như đó không?
Okay.
But sir, when you talk about supporting local business, actually, it's also a lot of problems.
It's not. Are you hearing? Is it?
Master, when you talk about supporting local business, actually, I have a problem too because when I shop a lot and then I bring a lot of junk into my house, yes, I agree that we can eat less, spend less, but then shopping more, I have problem.
To give you a reference, this woman here has been coming to my temple for over 15 years, okay? And she makes it a point to disagree with me for the last 15 years, to keep me honest, okay? I don't know why I put up with that. Maybe because she's my master's disciple and we're the same generation. So she doesn't have to listen to me. But she's right. I have to agree with her. Okay? Eating too much, you gain weight. It's not good. Yeah? Okay? So, but what my point here is that, you know, just because we support the restaurant doesn't mean we are going to become overweight. I don't have enough money to gain that much weight from buying food at the restaurants so far. What about shopping? Absolutely. Shopping, you buy a lot of stuff, okay, that you don't need. But that's part of life. Live a little. Buy things you don't need, okay, to help the economy, okay? And if I don't accrue the junk, seldom. So what I do is, if I go shopping, I buy the thing because I like to buy things, and I turn around to my disciple, my beloved disciple, and said, you know what? I'm done with this. Could you mind helping me sell it on Craigslist, offer up, and so forth? Okay, that's how I detach from my greedy things. But typical of her, you know, she always chided me the last 15 years that I waste money. You know, and she's right. All right, so this is a personal preference. Yes, sometimes when I have a little bit of money, I'd like to do things that are pleasant, okay? And in the spirit of helping out, helping others out, okay? But of course, as a Buddhist, we should have no moderation and not overdo it, all right? So help as much you can, but don't help too much, according to Guyin right there, my master's disciple. Okay, if you disagree, please feel free to tell her privately that you disagree with her. Okay, I think it's 10:50 already. As promised, we want to stop right now so that San Jose can get ready. Okay, they have to do some work there. And so thank you, everyone. We are going to end right now. Okay, thank you.